Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills residents. My name is Terry Kuhn, and I'm excited to be running for our HOA board. And thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I have lived in our community for nearly 10 years. Within our community, I am currently an active member of the Emergency Preparedness Committee and have been so for over 8 years. I have participated in a number of FEMA trainings and am also a trained community response team member, also known as CERT. I currently serve on the Information Advisory Committee to the board. Our committee's mission is to support and enhance the community of Sun City Shadow Hills through the timely exchange of information between the board, management, and residents. This information is primarily provided on the Sun City Shadow Hills website through other appropriate delivery methods as well, including e-blasts, handbooks, mailings, brochures, and community television. As an Information Advisory Committee member, I answer and manage Ask a Question, Make a Suggestion found on the homepage of our community website. I am often reading and quoting from our community CCNRs, the rules and regulations, or the home ownership rules to answer resident questions. I have become very familiar with our community's governing documents. I also represent our community as a Read to Me volunteer at the nearby Oliphant Elementary School 2 afternoons a week. It has been a delightful and rewarding experience, and I urge others to consider volunteering in the Read With Me program. Contact Bob Fearing for more information. I will bring many strengths to the board based on my background and expertise. In my educational career, I held many leadership roles as a special education teacher, elementary principal, special education director, curriculum director. In those various capacities, I interacted with a variety of people, students, parents, teachers, other school administrators, community members, city council members, and state legislators, all with different and sometimes very divergent interests. I understand that through negotiation and compromise, we can achieve much. In my career, I was responsible for a variety of different budgets depending on my position. I understand budgets, budgeting processes, and budget management, and especially fiduciary responsibility to our many residents. Based on questions posed to candidates at the recent candidate forum, there are several critical topics. In no order of priority, first, my opinion on board transparency is at an all-time low. Decisions behind closed doors in executive session to discuss and decide to purchase emergency tables is not transparent to our homeowner community, nor is it legal, according to California open meeting law. Executive sessions may be held only for specific reasons. Buying tables is not one of the reasons. What else is not transparent is when two board members, Moira and Kathy, decide to purchase emergency kitchen equipment costing $53,000 and then after the fact make the decision public in an open meeting, allowing the other board members limited input. The purchase order had already been cut and the purchase was a done deal prior to the open meeting vote by the board. There was no emergency. It was just a way to avoid our procurement policy, which is designed to protect our money and produce fiduciary responsibility. The chair of the Finance Advisory Committee even said the emergency was not an emergency. There's a newly created golf cart parking area constructed at the Phase 3 Dog parking lot. Where was that decision made? Who directed our maintenance facility personnel to build a golf cart parking area at the dog park? Apparently, because it only costs $4,600, it falls short of the $5,000 requiring board approval and Finance Advisory Committee review of the expenditure. Constantly reducing non-budgeted expenditures so they are less than $5,000 circumvents our procurement procedures designed to protect residents. Frivolous, non-budgeted dollars are being spent without adequate oversight. You know, like John's presidential coins. The current board needs to follow the rules and governing documents. Current board majority is acting based on political, self-serving interests. The board needs to be transparent and give residents all the information. Come on, get resident input before making decisions that affect us all. A newly proposed change is about to take place with the fitness amenity. Yet no resident input was sought from the actual fitness program users to help make that decision. A 6 or 7 member advisory committee may have been told about what is going to happen, but the fact remains, there was no input from the actual fitness program users. We, the residents. We also need to reduce the fine amounts. Dog off leash fines have been increased from $50 to a scale now of $50 to $500. Parking violations increase from $25 to a scale of $25 to $500 now. In the past several months, speeding tickets apparently had no grace speed allowed, but since so many residents were getting citations, there has now been a grace speed reinstituted. Of course we do not want speeding on our streets, but what has happened to reasonableness? Can we not give out warnings to make the situation kinder and gentler? The administration before John did not write tickets unless the speed exceeded 7 miles over the limit. The board president, John, removed the grace speed, resulting in more citations than ever before. That doesn't seem very friendly or empathetic to me, nor is it sound kinder or gentler. We also have unequal enforcement of the speeding rules. Board president now oversees safety staff, and he and staff decide who get a ticket and who does not. Is this fair and equitable to residents? During the past year and a half, the current board and the two candidates seeking re-election, have only increased fines and penalties, the exact opposite of how they campaigned in the last election. Not one fine has been reduced in their time on the board. We recently were presented a fine schedule for misconduct violations ranging from $500 to $1,000. We were promised kinder and gentler treatment as residents, but this outrageous fine schedule sure doesn't seem like it's any kinder or gentler. Along with the misconduct fines, there should also be descriptive actions that will cause such a large fine to be given out. There are no definitions, nothing defined as to what behavior can trigger a citation. This new fine, along with misconduct issues, have nothing explained of how or who makes the decisions. It is a subjective rule open for interpretation. Just as the new 28-day comment period is open for public comment on the new Design Review Committee recommended rule change of excessive tire marks on the driveway. How are excessive tire marks to be decided? What may be excessive to one person may not be excessive to someone else. This is a rule just waiting to be mishandled in an inequitable way for all of us. Don't we, as homeowners, have enough restraints already on the books? Next, the Design Review Committee wants additional change. The committee is concerned about how bright the carriage lights are on either side of your garage door. Enough regulations. Our dues are also too high. I think better, more responsible fiscal planning, stopping wasteful spending on non-approved items and non-budgeted items without committee or full board input and approval is needed. The transfer of operating surplus funds to specific capital account, is still not safe from board spending. Although the Capital Improvement Fund was recently specified for use by the Coachella Valley Water District project, and thank you, Bob Jester, any board with a 3-2 vote can spend 5% of the operating budget without homeowner approval. This amount is up to close to being $600,000. Residents may not be happy, but the board has the ability and the authority to spend that amount. placing funds in a capital improvement fund is not necessary, as the board has access to approximately $4 million cash from the operating income we generate monthly. Any money left over at the end of the budget cycle needs to go to only a few places: into the reserve fund, into the operating expense for next year, reducing our dues, or back to whom it belongs, the residents. It's our money. When elected, I promise to represent all members of our community and do my very best to ask for community involvement when budgetary questions arise. I will strive to keep our property values high, our budget fiscally sound, reserves funded to the fullest extent, and will work toward keeping our common areas maintained at the highest of levels, along with our many wonderful amenities. I'm in the directory. Please call me or email me if you would like to host one of my campaign signs in your yard, or you want to know more about where I stand on the issues. And be sure to mark your calendars if you'd like to meet Barbara Preslock and myself. Barbara Preslock and Terry Kuhn are having an ice cream social Monday, February 13th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Santa Rosa patio and surrounding area. Thank you for your support and for listening to this podcast. And remember, together, we can make a better community.